You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Corner wow. Run is off and running.
All right.
Here comes Rakestraw, Tim.
We're going to get either him or Chris Sabin's
train. Rakestraw, Max let's go. Went in the second. That's crazy.
Check this out. Look at this. Where Rakestraw is on my board.
Oh, jeez.
Keep down. Scrolling.
Way down here. Where are you at, sir?
Let's think rationally. Who are we doing? Are we doing Nubin here? Are we doing something crazy like that?
That'd be nice. I'll take it.
Nubin will be awesome, man.
JPJ, that's another one. I mean, just at this point,
I'd be okay with Colson too. Linebackers are just sitting right now. Yep. That might be why they traded back too. Like they feel good about two or three linebackers. Like, hey, look, let's just go back, grab a couple picks. So I'm eager to see what Max Melton does at the NFL level. So
Rakestraw is actually top of 33rd team's board.
Yep. Sure is. He's at the top of my board too. He's the very top. Yep.
He's in the same bucket.
When you look at thresholds, Chris Jenkins has the max threshold. Cooper Beebe does. Of course, we already took an offensive lineman, so you kind of feel like if they're going to go threshold, it would be Chris Jenkins, I would imagine. The other two, like I said, Cooper Beebe and Dominic Pooney, and Trey Benson, of course, which I don't think they're going running back here. I think Ennis Rakestraw, Tyler Nubin, or Junior Colson, I would be over the moon about.
I mean, think about this. My dad and my brother just text me, and they're like, what is Green Bay doing? Why do they always do this? And I'm like, this is exactly what we want them to do. That's why. I said, well, think about it. What do we need more than anything? Safeties, linebackers, and tackle. Well, we already got our tackle, and everybody complained about that. Right now, the safeties, the linebackers, and you could argue the running backs, they're not going to start. None of them's been picked yet. You haven't picked one single position out of the guys that we need. This makes all the sense in the world. Chill out.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks for us, but at the same time, you think about it, why didn't those guys go in the first? They obviously were not nearly as good as we all made them out to be. So it's not to say they're bad, but, you know, to keep pretending that they're like mid-first-round talent that everybody just suddenly forgot about and we need to grab them, it's like that's not what's happening right now.
Right.
By the way, thanks, Zach.
Yes, thank you, Zach. Says, who's the consensus at 60? That'll be our pick. Conviction to follow your beard. Board. Beard. I said beard.
That's your beard, Jacob.
Got beard on the mind.
Ooh, I'm excited. Look at Joe says, I hope we trade back again. I don't know if I can take another one.
Well, it's funny. Somebody just posted that on Monday, Goot said he wanted 12, 13, or even 14 picks in this draft, and he's up to 13, so we'll see what else he does.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, boy. I tell you.
We'll see.
I could see the Raiders taking a run back here to start.
I could too. Interior offensive line too. This actually might be Jackson Powers Johnson right here. Jackson Powers Johnson, Zach Frazier, maybe Cooper Beebe. I could see that.
Where do you got Von Prawn on your list there, Clayton?
Von Prawn is on the horizontal board. Von Prawn is 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth best interior offensive line. He is the third best safety.
Center.
He can't play safety. Just to confirm.
Man, Simon. You guys are kind of snippy tonight in the chat.
What'd they say, man?
He's just poking me. I'm just giving him crap. It's all fucking games.
You know, say so he won't read it.
Yeah.
He knows what the next step is. There's three steps in this process.
Doug Bowler, ABC draft coverage is worthless. I agree. I'm watching it right now. It's so bad. A minute of coverage, 5 minutes of commercials. It is.
We should terrible. Do a couple commercials.
Let's do a commercial real quick. Here's your commercial.
Rodgers, who the only place he's going to take you to is the toilet bowl. And then you got Brett Favre, who will take you to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just saying, we're not going to talk about it.
That will never not be hilarious.
That's so funny.
Hey, there he goes. The Raiders select center Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah, donkey.
He feels like a Raider to me.
Man,
I think that makes sense. Right
in, second round center,
Jackson Powers Johnson, best on the board. They got the 20th best prospect at 45.
We're on the clock.
We are on the clock.
Who are we taking? Quick picks.
What's it going to be?
Who's it going to be, Tim? Rake, straw, shader, blockers?
These are the gangster Goody shades.
I think we're going Jenkins.
Here's my top four right here. I would like to see Rake Straw Jr., not necessarily in this order, Rake Straw Jr., Tyler Newbin, Chris Jenkins, or Junior Colson.
Oh, man.
Probably would take Peyton Wilson over Junior Colson. The Packers probably would, but I would love to see Junior Colson there too. So.
Yeah, I'd say.
The way linebackers are sticking, you don't really have to panic here for a linebacker. It kind of feels like cornerback's been on a run, so Rake Straw in that regard might be the better pick, either him or Newbin.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Nervous.
Rake Straw, Frazier, maybe.
What if they go – I swear, I feel like they might take Jenkins.
Oh, I got the pick.
What do you do?
I got it.
Let's have
talk
it.
Talk to us.
You want me to wait for you?
No.
Talk to us.
The Packers select Edgerrin Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'll take Let's go. That. Let's go.
I'll
love that.
Let's go.
Yes. He's a good linebacker, yeah.
Yes,
he's
sir.
My favorite linebacker.
Yes.
I'll see where he is on your list.
Ish.
Got to check Cullen's board here. Let's see, who is he on your linebackers?
Yeah, go to the second page.
He was your number two linebacker. You gave him a 9.5.
You should have known that. We were trying to pick from the bottom of the first page. That was a bad idea. Google back bottom of the second.
Hold on. He's in here. Here he is right here. Boom. All right.
We got some film studies to do here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so he's tied for your number one linebacker with Junior Colson.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Colin.
So Edgerrin Cooper was my fourth best linebacker. Of course, you guys heard Greg Cosell say he's the best linebacker in the draft. Crazy athletic upside. This is Quay Walker of this draft.
We got a new running mate now.
I'm excited. I love that.
All right, let's see if we can pull some stuff up here real quick.
Ugh, we got another one trying to get over the wall here. Hold on. Hey.
Whoa.
I've been in the lobby.
Whoa.
Come on. I spoke about it last night.
Give that guy a towel. His back's wet. I'm saying he looks sweaty.
Right.
You look a little
sweaty. Calm down. Embrace.
Here's what's hilarious. Y'all want to hear what's hilarious? Let's put the timestamp down. This is where the podcast starts. That's the first thing everybody's going to hear is like, what in the world am I listening to?
You're going to have to snip that reaction video a little early.
Exactly.
And we're all joking around here, chat. So before you get all.
I still don't even know what you're talking. I don't understand the reference. I don't know what you're talking about.
1,400 people in here, by the way, guys. Hit that like, hit that share. We're going
to
be doing
this. We get to 2,000. Blaine, by the way, the Yucateca that I got.
Yeah, yeah.
The XXX Yucateca. I told everyone we get to 2,000. I'm going to take a shot of it.
Rest in peace.
Dude, yeah, that stuff
just
is wild.
Drive over to your house. I just had Mexican food at my mom's house, and they made it so hot that I'm like, I actually can't eat this. This is wild. But,
We domesticated you.
Blaine, what do you think about Edgerrin Cooper? Do you know anything about him?
Linebacker?
Yeah.
Dope. Dope pick. That's what I know about him.
Nice. I'll take that.
All right. So,
other than that, nothing. I know nothing.
Let's pull up.
I've heard of him.
I got a whole. Let me get to my article here.
Yeah, I'm going to pull the PFF profile too. We'll take a gander at him here. And we'll lose our place in the current draft. You watch, we'll be picking before we know it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, PFF had Peyton Wilson as their number one linebacker, Edgerrin Cooper as their number two. 22 years old, 6'3", 230 is what they got. And they says Cooper has the length and athleticism to be a starting caliber linebacker in a downhill role. That's exactly what we've got with the 4-3 now. However, his lack of anticipation and instinct for deeper coverage work likely keep him from being picked in the first round, which it did. So the big knock is 2021, he was the 390th graded linebacker. In 2022, he was the 383rd graded linebacker. But last year, he jumped all the way up to the second highest graded linebacker, 90.8. So absolute stud last year. You're not going to find one hardly better than him. So Edgerrin Cooper. All right, what do you got on him, Brian?
Brian Bulaga to the stadium.
Ooh.
Brian Bulaga is going to call the pick.
Where did he go to school?
Nobody knows.
Iowa?
Is he going to say it?
Iowa? Brian Bulaga.
Iowa.
Also, I don't know why you guys keep calling him Brian. He's Brian.
How do you feel about that pick, Brian?
I'm excited. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you had an article on him or something? Or did I?
Yeah, I just retweeted it. So there's a whole – all my thoughts on the guy are right in there. So.
Nice.
Gotcha.
6'2", 230, 9 3/4 inch hands, 34-inch arms, and an 80 1/8-inch span. He was in the 90th percentile for his 10-yard split at 154 and a 93 percentile for a 4.5 140. Dude is a freak.
Pass rush grade, 86.4. Run defense grade, 87.6. Coverage grade, 85.5. Dang. The average depth of the run tackle is below average, so that's one probably the only negative. The missed tackle rate, too, is right at the median market. He missed 12.8% of the tackles. Got to shore that up for sure. Obviously, just played box safety a large majority of the time. He actually lined up in the slot 82 snaps, so they flexed him out a little bit. Remember Preston Smith last year, everybody freaked out over. You'll probably get a little bit of that from time to time out there on a slot. And then he lined up on the D-line 66 snaps.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty solid. So
what kind of linebacker is he then?
He is a hybrid. Basically, he can rush the passer, but he's going to be a stack backer. He's going to be a Will is what he's going to be. Right. Now, here's the problem. Quasar Will. We still don't have technically a mock, but again, what they'll probably do is kick. We say that as if the Packers have told us that Quay isn't playing mock. He's probably playing mock. So if Quay plays mock, Edgerrin Cooper will be the Will. I don't see any – I could be wrong, but I don't see any situation where Edgerrin Cooper will be the mock. But, yeah, he'll be playing Will backer.
Goody's cooking in there.
Yeah, Goody's the only one ain't celebrating. He's like, boys, y'all shut up while I work.
Oh, we got another – we got more picks coming here.
Is it running back?
Carolina traded, so.
Did you see that?
Yeah. We got a pick out of Carolina. The guy we
picked? Yeah.
What'd you say, Tim?
Do we have the pick on Carolina yet?
Let me see if I can run it down real quick here. Yeah, the Carolina Panthers have taken Jonathan Brooks, running back.
I don't know about their draft. I don't quite like theirs. Oh, man. I'm so happy right now. I thought that I'd be oof.
So what did you think they were gonna? What were you worried they'd do?
Break my heart again, I guess. Just pick that I didn't think was good or something like that. Yeah. Mike Hebring giving us another super chat. He goes, "I always said get an O line and then a linebacker in the top three. Goody got it done.
Packers super fan."
He's a genius. Genius. Genius.
Love it.
Mike Hebring, if we could just get him a little bit of confidence, man, he'd be good to go. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what that is, FM. Your jokes are going over my head tonight. Oh, boy.
Boy.
Wait, what happened?
Tyler Newbin. Safety.
No.
Wow.
Giants.
To the Giants?
Yep.
Well, that's that right. Makes sense. We stole McKinney. Now they stole Newbin from us.
We'll get one.
Yeah, I'm literally turning my TV off right now. ABC's coverage is useless. I'm still on the Carolina pick right now.
Yeah,
I'm so frustrated.
It is really bad.
Oh, man. All right, so listen, Goody did what Goody does. He went high athletic traits over, you know, the great tape, right? Like obviously Tyler Newbin. The best safety in the draft, but Edgerrin Cooper, I mean, he's got upside through the wazoo.
I think Cooper was a great pick. I was a little bummed. I wanted Colson because I feel like Colson's like an actual mic. I wanted a mic, but I'm not going to complain at all. Edrin Cooper's a monster.
I don't hate Quay at mic, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I mean, he's comfortable with it. He's played it for, 2 years now?
Mm-hmm. What if we still got a Colson, or if we got a Gant, or
Gray, a Wallace?
Calm down.
Just saying.
We did double up on tight end last year. Maybe we'll double up on linebacker this year.
We doubled up on wide receiver. We always double up on linemen. We need them. Say we do it.
Tyler Newbin was the 31st best prospect on my board. He goes at 48.
How far do you think that Jatavion Sanders is going to fall?
It's a great question, man. I think he's a solid prospect. He's one of those guys. He's not a great blocker. You know, mm-hmm. He's going to be more of an F tight end.
Like a Hebron.
He can't block.
No, he definitely cannot block.
He can block.
So we got another pick coming up at 58, right? Am I thinking right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sweet.
Oh, man. And then could one of you guys, Emilio, if you have, what did we get for compensation again from
back? Fifth and a sixth, I think.
Yeah, let me pull it back.
190 and 158 or something like that.
160. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why I thought you were asking me to guess or estimate for you, but.
Showers is making a good point. Like we talked about, somebody that I respect, I can't remember the exact name, it's all blending together, but had Malik Mustafa as their number one guy. The A&M guy who I know Emilio loves, that's DDT. And then everybody in this chat knows that we love Keaton Ola Home Depot. So
yeah, oh, definitely.
And there you go. Like I said, Omar Brown, Trey Taylor in the back end too, so.
Yeah, the switch, Jacob, was we gave him 41. We got 45, 168, and 190.
Okay. And is that going to put us then with, do we have any groupings? You know how when we traded back, we, for whatever reason, we'd always pick up like the 90th or whatever pick, and we had that 80, 88, 90, right. 91. Does that give us a grouping at all? Can't remember where we're at now. Ouch.
I can get them all in a line here.
Quiet mic.
Man, I can't believe people are sitting watching basketball right now. What is wrong with these people?
I know.
Mike Clemens over here. Damian Lillard missed two. Bro, the draft. Who gives a crap about Damian Lillard?
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Let's see.
Jaguars selected Mason Smith, defensive tackle.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's surprising that he went before Mekhi Wingo, in my opinion.
Okay, so Jacob, to your question for round five, yes, we do have a back-to-back. It would be pick 33 and 34 of that, which is 168 and 169.
Oh, that's
and then we just got 190 from the Saints, which is earlier round six. Then we have pick 202 and then pick 219. So we have three in the six right there.
Let's go. I can't believe Mason Smith just went before Jenkins and Wingo. That's wild to me. A little wild.
I don't even know who I'm looking for at this point. I think I'm good. We can just pack it up. We got a we got an offensive lineman. I guess grab a safety and we can pack it up.
Yeah.
Emilio just went downstairs to use the bathroom and Edda's got a corner down there. He's like, what are you doing walking through my house?
That's funny.
Man, Mason Smith, I had in the 176 spot. He was the 613th graded defensive lineman last year, according to PFF.
Wow.
So, boy.
All right. Cooper needs more muscle, says AFM. Smith had the best size, Prince is saying. He's 6'5", 318. That makes sense, I guess. Emilio, no, he's not there. He's in the – does anybody by chance remember what Edrin Cooper's RAS was? I want to say that it was a pretty decent one.
There's no way it was low if Goody just took him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can find it for you real quick.
Edrin Cooper, 913.
There
that's
you go.
Now, there's
the score.
Yeah. Not yours.
It's literally a Quay Walker clone, is what it is.
935 unofficial.
Mm.
Let's get it. Yeah, what do you guys think about the Ohio State D tackle? Is it Hall, Michael Hall, or something like that?
Bengals selected Chris Jenkins.
Ooh, no.
There goes your tackle.
Yep.
All right.
Subtitle mode.
Chris Jenkins was the 34th best prospect on the board. Yeah, to give you a rough time down there?
Yeah, she was not happy. Did Chris get taken?
Yeah, Chris Jenkins went to, who was it, Cincy? Is that right, guys? Yeah.
Okay. My six favorite guys still up there. Yeah. Is Adonai Mitchell still out there?
Yes, I think so.
I think so.
Yep. He's the fourth best receiver on my board. I got Malachi Corley, Troy Franklin, Roman Wilson, then Adonai Mitchell.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We get all hyped up thinking we're going to get some high-value Jordan Love card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view on all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. And honestly, the best thing for me and my son is the fact that we're kind of novices into this. When I walk into a card shop with my son, and a card says it costs $40, kind of just taking his word for it that that's a good value. So I appreciate the transparency on grading, as well as just getting excited about seeing what you could potentially get. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/packdaddy. Wow, that's crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's 40 bucks right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/packdaddy for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
That's Chris Jenkins. All right, cool. Coming up again quick here, ain't we, boys?
Yeah. Yeah, these guns are a lot better with 5-minute timers.
Yeah, those are really
good. I was just going to ask, what does it switch to in the third? Do they knock it down to like
I thought it was three minutes. No, not for the third. I think they keep it at five for today, and then maybe it's 3 minutes for like rounds 4, 5, 6, 7.
How does that guy look like Trevor Lawrence?
He really does too.
Yeah, Affa made a good point. The Giants just saved a ton of money on their car insurance by switching to Geico. No, on safety. So
that actually is that is fair.
All right. And I just think, yeah, I think Goody knew exactly what he wanted in this draft. It is, I'm respecting it. Feels like that he's all of a sudden, I don't know what the word is, if he's gotten a little more disciplined, because I think that in his head he goes, I need a certain positional depth in this draft. And I feel like in years past, once these guys started falling, he would just be like, go, take them now, swoop in, grab them. And I think that this year he's maybe stepping back a little bit and saying, let's let the board fall to us and draft. It feels like we're drafting more need than best player available, in my opinion.
Right. Which, I mean, that's not a bad thing, though, right?
I'm cool with it.
I'm happy to make the most.
R. Showers is asking to see the, or I'm sorry, Dane's asking to see the big board. I think Clayton's taking a little potty break. Probably be right back.
Yeah. I mean, I could pull it up real quick.
Oh,
okay. I can't. I'd have to swing on over at his chair to adjust it. But what did he want to see?
I didn't specify. I just wanted to see. Oh, he goes, who's been picked? Okay. So, yeah, he's just looking at that there.
Okay.
Based on who's best available there, I don't like, obviously, Sanders. I love Rakestraw. I hope that works. Frazier. Haynes would be a good one, too, to be honest. Raylan Trice is still there. Man, I like.
And, I mean, how far away are we pick-wise?
We're only 8, 9 away? 7?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at the top, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm still happy with any of those guys, honestly. Besides Trey Benson.
Man.
Darren Waller is officially retiring.
Do you think you could see Goody take Sanders still here?
Yeah, I have a card.
Interesting. Like Ryan, aren't you big on Sanders still? But isn't he just
I like him a lot.
You did like him?
I feel like he's not somebody Goody's going to go after, but if he does, I'll be super excited.
Like have him learn under Keyshawn?
Yeah, exactly.
That would not be a bad – and he's got to take someone from Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
They just won the national championship. How is he not going to take somebody from there?
It's true. Oh, man. I don't know why I'm getting so nervous. I got butterflies.
Jacob's you like need to get a towel
for all that sweat on your back.
Yeah.
Definitely something people say.
You know, that old saying that they say. Oh, boy.
Jacob is definitely a duck in water. On the swear surface, it looks calm. Under the water, those feet are just churning mile a minute.
It's true. It's kicking. I would love J. Cole says, I say Colson or Bullard, any one of those. I would, this draft would instantly become so fun.
You're going to see Jacob jump for joy.
Yep.
We might even be able to cut this into an hour if the Packers hurry up and pick.
Yeah, right.
And this is only the second round. We get a whole nother round. I am excited, dude.
Hey, this is great. I'm static right now.
Sir, thank you.
Yeah, Dan, it sounds like everybody's stream is lagging real hard this year. I know that it's usually, but I remember last year it seemed like we were maybe 30 seconds, a minute behind, but this year it's like 4 or 5. It's kind of ridiculous.
Sandra still is hardly newer. Shut up, Nathan. Oh.
Wow.
What did I miss?
You don't want to
know. You didn't miss anything.
Really?
Nothing of substance.
Nothing of
substance. So the last pick was the Bengals? What the crap is going on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, never mind. I spoke too soon. Washington with the 50th pick takes Mike Sanders to cornerback.
Oh.
Michigan. Thanks, why do we even talk?
Why do we talk?
Thank you, Ryan. That's exactly. We should just stop talking. They're listening.
Mike Sanders still number 44 on the big board, goes 51.
32 of the listens are one from each of the NFL teams. They're trying to get insight from this.
This is
from our pod.
No. I think you might be losing. Well, I feel like Pittsburgh's got to go wide receiver here over cornerback, but Tim, I'm getting nervous because I'm looking at the next couple teams have cornerback listed in their needs.
Oh, I'm fully convinced Rakestraw will be gone.
You're so mad.
All you can look forward to now is the 91st pick.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a good one too. I really like Elijah Jones. You talked about our sleepers or whatever. I don't know how far he'll fall or how soon somebody's willing to take him, but I mean, a guy that Halfley coached who said that he is the smartest cornerback in this draft. He seemed very awesome in what he did. I would love that.
That's fair.
It was funny. You guys were just talking about Michigan and two Michigan players.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to back.
That's true.
But that makes sense, though. I mean, why wouldn't you pull in somebody you've coached already for a few years? You know him like the back of your hand. You know what kind of guy he is. You already taught him the things you want to teach him. You would have taught him that if he was in the NFL anyway. So,
yep.
Oof. That saves Goody time. If he doesn't have to, you know, spend money on a high pick up front, why wouldn't you just get a deal? And I mean, that's Jacob 101. You go to the back of the racks at Goodwill, and you get the ones that are on clearance at Goodwill.
I bought cologne from TJ Maxx today, Emilio.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought about you as I was ringing it in, too.
Well, good thing you kept the tags on it because you can return that thing.
Just give a couple sprints. Are you
sure about that?
Wow, man.
I mean, TJ Maxx has some nice sweatpants. I mean, I'll say that.
Wayne, I literally bought a pair of night sweats.
Yeah.
That sounds like
the swoosh was just backwards.
The swoosh was backwards.
I got a couple Puma sweats from there, and they were so nice.
You never heard of Schnike?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Oh boy!
Watching that clip of Mark Sainer still tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Just what a tackle it is.
Apham says, this is boring. I miss the old Ted Thompson, Justin Harrell bombs. All right. Doug says, Windex.
What is our next pick?
Windex is not cologne.
You drank it.
Oh.
I got some advice for y'all. Take 2 weeks off, then quit.
A pair of meat sweats.
Glory to Shine. I own the Michael Jordan cologne, and I rocked it very proudly. Too much of it, by the way, from ages or grade 5 to like 7 before my dad was like, stop.
You had a Michael Jordan cologne?
Yeah, Michael Jordan cologne. You saw that? It had the basketball in the middle. It was right next to my dad's Dracar Noir, also a great scent. You know,
smells like champions.
Jacob had the 3 cans of Old Spice in his gym locker. It on the like day.
Yeah, 2 for wearing, 1 for huffing.
Yeah, the chocolate one when he was Thursday night.
Oh, man.
For the chocolate
what?
One. Steelers took Zach Frazier.
No, never mind.
I thought they had a solid center that they drafted not too long ago. They get Linderbaum or whatever?
Zach Frazier, number 33 on the big board, goes 52 to Pittsburgh.
Thanks.
51.
All right, Monday's got a good quote here. Air Jordan cologne was just an empty bottle.
One second.
You know it, Elevated. That's what's up. Lindenbaum was Baltimore. Thank you, Daniel.
When is our next pick, by the way?
Very soon.
6 more picks, yeah.
58.
All right, that sounds like I need to put my little girl down and come back with Mexican food. I'll be back by the next pick.
All right. Adios.
Buenas noches.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I feel like Matt LaFleur, Mike McCarthy on the sideline, folded up.
Mandy came through in the clutch with him.
Oh, he's early.
Oh, boy.
You think the Colts take a wide receiver here? Take a Donnie from it, finally?
Somebody got to, yeah.
They're going to take Rakestraw.
Has Roman Wilson went yet?
No.
He hasn't. I could see him sneaking up here. Man.
Troy Frank.
Coach still thinks we're going corner. I mean, at some point we have to, right?
I was thinking about this earlier today. Like, their whole approach, too, may be they've invested a ton of draft capital into the cornerback room.
Yeah.
Give Jeff Halfley a fair shot at getting that potential out of him, you know, right. maybe type thing.
Right.
That's definitely his take. Is like he's a cornerback whisperer, right? Is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So that might be their approach.
And then that, again, that leads back to Jacob's point. Why not take Elijah Jones, the smart dude that he's already right. coached up?
Yeah. Yep. Take him a little later.
Halfway there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did use the bod spray. Remember those commercials in like the early 2000s? It was like, nice bod. Hot bod. I want your bod. Anyways.
Steaky. Hi, I'm Date Mike. Nice to meet me. How do you like your eggs in the morning?
It's the double wink that he can't get.
Can't wink.
Never gets old.
That is good.
There it is. Oh,
what?
Who is it? Go ahead, ruin my life. Tell me the pick.
Donnie Mitchell.
Oh, wow.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
You're telling me there is a chance.
A.D. Mitchell. Adonai Mitchell. Where are you, sir? Number 84 on the board. Goes number 52 to Indianapolis.
Wow.
Is Kyrie Jackson still?
Yeah, from Oregon.
I like him a lot as well.
How many picks does Washington have?
A lot, yeah.
They need it.
Did y'all ever look into Josh Wallace, the opposite corner at Michigan, to Sanders still? He graded out really, really well, and I'm wondering if he's like one of those guys that is slipping down the draft board that the Packers are just waiting for. Oh, that's funny.
I love how our updates are faster than the ABC feed and CBS's draft tracker right here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Chris says there was first round talk about AD Mitchell. There was. That's why I was so surprised that Worthy went. But we talked about last night. I think that KC is just desperate to find that MVS type body to that Tyreek Hill to spread that field down because they're definitely looking for him. Ooh, yeah. Is Amagaji still available? Is that real?
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeesh.
That's
I can see them taking Sanders tight end now.
Yeah. Washington?
Yeah.
Washington.
It's going to work out pretty good, man. We should be able to get that all in one pod, both these picks.
When it get cut.
That'd be great. 130.
136 was the first one.
Cool.
Thank you, Tim.
Simon's asking, who's our top safety right now? I mean, I know Clayton's yours is off the board, right? For me, it's got to be Bullard. He's been my my biggest draft crush.
Is that Ola Home Depot?
Yeah. Javon Bullard was my second highest graded safety in the 50s spot. And then after him, it drops down to
Ola.
Yeah, Ola Home Depot at 85.
And then Kitchens, and then my boy DTD.
Yeah. Prince makes a good point. There's been only of the old linemen taken in this round so far, they're both centers. That's kind of unique.
Is Junior Colson still on the board?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ish.
Boy, what if they double dip like they did tight end last year? Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be cool. Street King, finally. Yeah, thank you. Josh Wallace, I'm telling you, look this guy up. He's really, really good. For some reason, he's ranked like in the sixth or seventh round. I don't get it.
Let's see if I can find Josh Wallace, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
There we go.
My man.
Ben's saying that Bullard's going to get taken by Dallas. Don't put that out there, man.
But you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Yeah. He needs to know because he's always crying.
Street King says he said something to you, Ryan, on PAD, and Ryan was like, what?
About what?
About Josh Wallace, cornerback, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right. That's my reaction at this exact moment.
What?
Oh, man. I think I know who Green Bay Wolverine wants us to take.
I think he's old Junior Colson, isn't he?
Adrian Cooper speaking live right now.
Is he?
Uh-oh. Oh.
You guys want to go to it?
I would like to.
Well, you can't.
Yeah, you can't.
This NASA computer over here.
Seriously.
Have you seen it in person, Emilio? What does it look like?
Ooh. I mean, you need a dolly to move this thing in here, but it's nice.
There's no way we're taking it to Green Bay with us next year.
Need two suitcases for it.
Let's go to Mr. Edrin Cooper. Hopefully we can hear it. Again, I apologize about the volume.
Steve McGargy.
Congratulations. I was just wondering how much contact you had with the Packers before the draft and if you had a pretty good idea. They were one of the teams that was interested in you.
Yeah, when I went to a visit there, you know, I felt a lot of energy from them, you know, from the coaches, you know, and the love and all this from them. So, no, I had an idea, you know, just talking to them. And, you know, sometimes you could just know a person is really interested in you. And, you know, that was the feeling I had got.
Rob Domofsky.
Yeah, Adrian, they're switching to a 4-3 here. How do you think that suits your style of play?
What was that? The beginning? I'm sorry.
They're switching to a 4-3 scheme here. Just curious how you think that fits your style.
Oh, no. I feel like that's one thing about me, you know, being versatile or being able to play in any different defensive schemes and stuff like that. But, no, this 4-3 is going to be going to play in my part. So, you know, it's something I'm used to. And, you know, just as far as going up there, you know, getting ready to go to work.
Ryan Wood.
Edrin, you're joining an awfully athletic teammate here in Quay Walker. I'm curious how much you know about his game and how excited you are just to share the second level with him.
Oh, no, that was something I always thought of, you know, playing it with another fast linebacker. You know, I feel like it'll give up.
Commanders took Ben Sinnott.
A big accomplishment on a linebacker is, you know, be able to go sideline to sideline. So, no. Having two weapons on the field like that, no, I feel like it could be very dangerous.
Wes Hodgkowitz.
Hey, Adrian, congratulations. I just wanted to ask, this past year, where did you feel like your game grew the most, you know, specifically with what you were able to do with the blitz and just some of the pressure?
Yeah, I'll just say, no, diagnosing plays and offensive schemes, no, just knowing what they're able to do, no. And just maturing as a player, you know, doing stuff I need to do to perform at a highest level off the field.
Lauren Helmbrecht.
Congratulations. The Packers are switching to a new scheme and have a new defensive coordinator. Does that make you even more excited that you could make a mark right when you get here?
What does that mean?
Oh, so generic.
You know, God, you people faces, suck you
know,
at your
people
job.
People with, you know.
What does that even mean? Hey, we're switching schemes. Are you excited to come here?
Ellie French.
What?
Edrin, you mentioned visiting Green Bay. What was your just reaction?
She's trying to see
what did you kind of take away from that visit?
Talk with Coach LaFleur and
Coach Hapley, and what was kind of the conversation like? Just kind of your thoughts on everything.
Oh, just like I said earlier, no, the energy and they brought to me, I felt that real good. And just walking through there, them talking to me, you know, having a plan, if there was a draft and stuff like that, and just having that relationship, I feel like they do good with, you know, giving people good looks at them and wanting to develop relationships with people like that. And that was something I was looking forward to.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Ryan Wood.
For those of us who are just getting introduced to your game, maybe the first thing that stands out is 8 sacks last year from the linebacker position. What clicked for you in that scheme to get after the quarterback so much as a linebacker? And how big of a part of your game do you feel that pass rushing is going to be as you, transition to the next level?
No, it's very big. No, I feel like
why does he start every sentence with no?
I know.
What do you think? No.
I feel like that's one good thing I bring to the table. You know, being able to spy or go rush the passer to get to the quarterback.
Wes Hodgkowitz.
Hey, Edrin, I saw your IG story with the Packers cap. Just what did that feel like to put that on and just sharing that moment, with some of your friends and family there?
Jesus.
I can't do this anymore.
Dude, sorry. Turn it off, dude.
It's just
make it stop.
Do you like football?
No.
I saw that you played football. Do you like it still?
I saw you were wearing a hat. How does it feel to wear the hat?
What
I
mean, exactly is your favorite color?
We're just curious.
Do you feel honored to be part of such a historic franchise?
Yes.
They got a cool hat.
Yeah. I will say, though, that last hit that they showed on the highlight reel, that looked like some prime Vontae Mack right there.
Be like, dude, I'd be jacked to be on the worst team in the NFL. I'm about to be rich. This is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy.
We have the Cleveland Browns on the clock.
Matthew says, that. Sorry, buddy. Jace, this my daughter could ask better questions. That's probably true.
Yeah. I mean, they sound like little kid questions.
All right, how far out are we? Man,
that linebacker, Edrin Cooper.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He's a Cowboys fan.
That's awesome.
He's pretty light.
Him and Quay on the field at the same time.
Oh, I can't. And I'm excited about it being a nickel, right? Imagine, we got McDuffie for the run 4-3. That's fine, but him and Quay with that speed, sideline to sideline.
Yeah, his pass rush ability too. There might be a little bit of Sam action if you're in a 4-3, like a 4-3 over.
Yep,
and put him on the line of scrimmage.
From our own Micah Parsons.
Yeah, could be. We said it about Quay too, though. So I'm trying to curb the enthusiasm. Right?
But maybe with a little bit more speed on the side, Quay can be a little more free.
Yeah,
and another year in the system, he's already been green dot. That's why I don't want to move to Will if he's taking that. If we're taking the dot off his head, the dude's already done it for 2 years. Yeah. I don't keep calling it.
What's that?
No, sorry, Doug. Just saying, and that's what a 4-year degree in journalism brings to the table.
Yeah, right. One guy that kept popping up for me later in the draft, as we get into the third and fourth rounds, was defensive tackle. I think he was out of Miami, Leonard Taylor. He's the one that's kind of separates himself as a true one tech in this draft. Kind of wonder if that might be a defensive tackle, the route they go in.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Apparently, Edrin Cooper told them, my phone's about to die.
That's great.
The same thing. He's lying, too.
Oh,
hey, guys, I got 1%. We got to wrap this up here.
Goose
Browns with the 54th pick. Michael Hall Jr., D-line, Ohio State.
All right.
There you went. Goose, how do you play the sport ball so well? Are you excited to play more sport ball?
Good question. No, yeah. Right.
Playing the foosball.
Foosball was the devil.
Mama said.
Michael Hall Jr., number 87 on the big board.
I don't think that's a bad pick.
I don't either. That's probably about scheme fit there. All right, so we got Miami on the clock, right?
What was red on the board again?
Red on the board is either personal issues, which is only Tavondre Sweat, or injury concerns.
So Michael Hall Jr. had an injury.
Actually, that's probably not red. That is the magenta. That means top 30 and a Senior Bowl. It's violet. So that's
violet.
Packers, gotcha. Packers love those type of guys.
Yeah. Okay, several, I see the difference.
Yeah. Several of them coming up. That's here. My bad. Yeah, the only red that's left, there is no red left.
No, because Brooks got taken.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, cool.
For those of you listening on the pod and live streaming,
he's really good at that job.
It's perfect, man.
We're just about to crack 1600. We're almost about 100 away from our breaking the record for last night. So please share. Get some people.
Okay. 400 for a shot.
Let's literally send Ryan to the ER so he has to get his stomach pumped from the.
Yeah, I put the offer on the table to watch me, you know, spit blood on stream, and nobody wants to watch that. Apparently, I don't understand.
Oh boy. Jacob seems pretty happy about it.
Yeah, he's pushing hard, but that's fine.
I'm in a dumpster.
Kids these days, you know.
Have you ever eaten one of those, what do they call them, the spicy chips? Have you ever seen what I'm talking about?
No, but I want to do that sometime. I'll save that for a special live stream, you know, something like the draft or something.
Man, I don't know.
If we should do that for tomorrow, we can all order that, and we'll all do the chip.
That was our fun.
Here, Affam says it right here.
No matter what.
Uh-huh.
We should all eat it and just see who lasts till the seventh round. And then whoever does gets all of Cullen's money.
Oh, my God.
Pineapple awesome. Swinger shirt?
I do. I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Tom. You scared my mother today, by the way. Is that a pineapple swinger shirt? No. But it could be, I guess.
Not at the moment.
Susan Sanders landing spot to the Dolphins. Give him another pass and target.
Who got up right
now? Got a pick, Emilio?
No, I was just thinking. I said Dolphins. Maybe this could be Sanders for, you know, another passing target for Tua. You know how their high-speed offense works.
Clayton, are you still eating over there?
What's that?
Are you still eating over there?
I might go get another piece of pizza.
Yeah, go.
Every time I see Clayton right now, he's looking like he's looking very suspicious.
Over here working the boards. So,
okay. All right.
What do you got?
What do you got? You guys got the better feed. Miami's pick is in.
Tim is so pissed about that.
Oh, don't even say it. Do you have it yet, Emilio?
Not yet.
Sam Hartman. I'm joking, man.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty here. Cool video of him getting drafted.
Here's a cool update from Mr. Brian Rowan. Says the FOGO update. There's actually 13 folks.
There you go.
For first right now. The next pick will probably change the leaderboard. That's cool.
So we still don't know who Miami took, right?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, apparently Quay just said, I got my partner in crime. That makes right. it so
See, that's what I'm careful saying. With that, Quay.
In nickel.
Yeah. Oh. Let's go.
Patrick Paul to the Dolphins.
He refuses to pay for Hulu ads, says Affam.
You said Patrick Paul, Tim?
Yes.
From that's was that, Utah or Houston,
left tackle. Yeah,
I remember picking him a couple of times.
He's at the top of the 65, isn't he?
I don't know. I missed that. It's the first time my TV gave me the pick before Twitter did. Freaking Ari Mirov, what are you doing, man? You sleeping?
He's let us down this year, that's for sure.
Come on, man. Shouldn't have to sit and wait for picks on my television. This is unbelievable.
You guys think Dallas takes a running back here?
I do.
I think there's a great chance of that, Tim. It's been talked about a lot. Now, Jonathan Brooks was the one that many people kind of linked to him because he's a Texas guy. But I could see a Trey Benson
Trey
or a
Benson, sure. Yeah.
Whatever Jerry wants, Jerry gets.
Would they like any receivers?
So here's my question.
Right here in the chat, by the way, I totally agree. Bucks are going to take Greg Straw. Right before
I was no close. My question was gonna be who's gonna trade up to 57 to take Rake Straw?
No, that's actually what's gonna happen.
Philly is gonna do it again for whatever reason.
Yeah, Philly's gonna get a third corner.
It'll be
wash your hands, wash your butt, man. That's it. That's all.
Look at Jerry. Jerry's hey. Cooking the phones right now.
Hansel's trying to give you some love here, Tim. Just hang in there, man. What was all that one in a million talk?
Hey, it doesn't matter. He'll be on the board, and Goot's going to do something else, right?
Yeah.
Goot's going to draft Cedric Von Prahn.
Right?
I would be bad. What do you... All right, so what... Oh, gosh, I'm getting nervous again.
It's okay, Jacob. Breathe.
I'm trying, man. I got to do that. What do they call it? Lamaze?
Yeah, do that right into the microphone. It'd be great.
Yeah. That's also definitely not supposed to calm you down.
Yeah, that's just if you're passing something through your...
Do what if you have a kidney stone or something?
Yeah. That's
yeah. What I
was thinking about.
That's how you pass a kidney stone for sure.
Oh, boy. This is Braylon Trice. That's what's going to happen. Let's go. I'm speaking that into existence.
For us or the Cowboys?
No, for us. We get Braylon Trice. Nobody touches Braylon Trice.
No touchy.
Don't say stuff like that.
No touchy touch.
No touchy. Oh, boy. Rakestraw, I like. Haynes, I like. Cooper Beebe, I like. Can we look at the big board, Clayton?
Yeah.
The big board.
Ooh, the Kentucky corner. I like that, too.
So, best available, Christian Haynes, 35th.
Braswell, I like him.
Braylon Trice, 40th. Cooper Beebe, 41st. Junior Colson, 42nd. Trey Benson, 43rd. Peyton Wilson, 45th. Blake Corum, 46th. Malachi Corley, 47th. Dominic Pooney, 49th. Javon Bullard, 50th.
I know who we're taking. It's Dylan Lauby.
Giggity.
They're taking the other numbers. It's either that or Home Depot they're taking this pick.
I can see that.
Because it's how doers get more done.
You can do it. We can help.
We can help. We definitely can.
Every time I walk into Home Depot, I get out of the truck and I say, you can do it. We can watch. And that's exactly what happens when I walk in.
I've always wanted Tim to get the clip of, I don't know if you guys watch Parks and Rec, but the scene where Ron Swanson walks into Home Depot and he's like, can I help you? I know more than you.
What's up, boy?
Man.
Colin's still waiting for the Packers to take Garendo.
I was going to say, Colin, who's going to be your top pick here?
Yep. He's got Garendo, then Trey Benson, then Troy Franklin, then Marshawn Lloyd. Those are his top four.
Going hard on the running back. That
yep.
Ding, ding.
I hear the doodly-doos. I don't see the pick yet.
Dallas pick is in. They're running the card now.
They better start hurrying. They're running on time.
I was gonna say, if Jerry's running it, it's not going to get it. Yeah,
don't let Jerry do it.
Jerry's still on the phone ordering a pizza.
I told you I like stuffed crust.
I think he relies on Mike.
We're about to find out here. They might take one of your running backs.
Yeah, it's him and Steven that are doing it. Yeah.
It won't be Garendo. He's supposed to go a little later. So he should be safe for a little while.
So Packers probably won't pick him here?
I don't think so.
Ooh.
What do we got, Emilio? You got it?
Marshawn Nealon. Welcome
Ooh.
To
oh.
the star.
Fair
I
enough.
Like that for them. I actually do. He's going to be a dog. He's going to be
Marshawn
a dog.
Nealon was the pick.
Marshawn Nealon was the 80th
oh, yeah, you can hear.
Ranked prospect on the board. So 57 to Dallas.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
He was a
Goot takes a kicker, oh, says Goose.
Okay. He was a team goal and not going to have.
Yep.
Take that with your thresholds.
Goody probably wasn't happy about that pick, though.
By the way, zero maximum thresholds taken so far.
Zero maximum.
Yeah, there was one incomplete, right? With our obviously the our boy, Jordan Morgan. It was right. Like it was weeks ago now. Jordan Morgan. He had an incomplete athletic profile, so he didn't meet the maximum threshold.
He was over that 9 RAS. So.
Oh yeah, I think he would have hit it, but it's smart by him because what if he would have come under on the three cone of the right. shuttle? he would have probably dropped 4 or 5 more spots. Right. I don't understand why any of them do it, to be honest with you.
Well, boys, we are creeping up on our record. We're at 1665 watching. Make sure you hit that like, subscribe, share. Mm-hmm.
Send friends.
Yeah, send friends.
And if you don't have 10 friends, you know what? Send it to the ones you do.
Yeah, it'll be like, they said you could definitely send those texts. You know, where it was like, you got to send it to 10 or a
chain text.
Yeah. Take those every time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I hated that stuff because then I'd have like a bad day and I'd be like, gosh.
Oh, it was that text, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm nervous.
Is
the Bucks are going to break our heart here. They always seem to have a like mind. It seems like
the Lions are going to trade up right here. Happens every time.
Oh, boy. Man,
so we're all pretty much thinking Tampa takes a corner.
I think they, yeah, either that or Brilliant Trice.
Rough number. What's he gonna wear it like Peyton?
You're right.
Showers, says Benson. I don't know if that's. Elder Grimm says, Bucks got Barton. Going to take Rakestraw. Tim becomes a Bucks fan.
never.
Hey, that's a good point, Andy Monday. Tampa takes TJ Tampa. It's only right.
Speak it into existence. Let's do it.
Tampa. There we go.
Or they take Trey.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, they take edge defender from Alabama, Chris
Braswell.
Okay. What? We're on the clock, ladies and gentlemen.
Booty, get cooking.
Hold on. It's like, man, that went really well for me. I better trade back.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Stop it.
That's so true, though.
All right, who did they take? Who did you just say? Say the pick.
Braswell.
Bam.
Tim's got the booty blockers on.
You know it.
Pick, baby.
Coach Len, don't do this to me right now. Ben, stop. What are you guys doing? Jeez.
There are flies on the wall in the war room.
Chris Braswell was the 58th best prospect. They got him, guess what, fellas?
At 58.
57, actually, right?
What?
Yeah. 57, yeah.
Yep. So that one's spot on right there.
Better not trade back because I got to pee.
Hold on, let me call
back one spot.
No trade backs. No trade backs.
Give the bottles, Ryan. Come on. Give it an effort.
Sure, who in the hell is Mel Kiper, anyway?
Anyway.
You can pull up reusable bottles. Like, not even like a water bottle that you can throw away. You pulled up a reusable, like, I throw it in my dishwasher water bottle.
That's quality.
Nope. Yep.
Come on. I really hope it is Bullard, guys. I would be over the moon. I'd actually be over the moon for BB as well. I'd be pumped for Christian Haynes. There is a lot of talent here. I'm just saying.
I do love to hear who would make you sad specifically.
Bullard would be awesome, and I've got an Uber driver I can refer to him. My go-to guy when we're up there.
See?
You know what I'm saying? You
should ask your insurance guy who the pick is.
Let's do it right now. Let's see if he responds.
Dude, yeah. That'd be fun.
If he does this one, you got to give him your business.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, this is a good one.
Wait, you got the pick, buddy?
No. No, Jacob, settle down.
Jacob, settle down.
Your seat.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
What is this, 58, right?
Jacob's like, you got any more of those draft picks?
Jacob's going to scream into a pillow in a second.
Do you have the pick?
What make no. Comments?
Shut up, Ben.
I'm gonna play the song.
Nobody's allowed to talk until we know the pick. Everybody shut up.
Emilio, did Jordan ride down with you or are you flying solo?
Solo.
Oh, okay.
She had to work tonight.
All the way up I-26, he was like this.
John Deere Green. On a hot summer night, Hero Billy Bob loves Charlene.
That was pretty much it.
right. Big green track.
Oh, you can't do that.
Jacob! My man, you're going to be excited about this.
Uh-oh.
With the 58th pick, the Green Bay Packers select safety Javon Buller.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Javon to the
wall. That is so good. You see on my list.
Yes!
Safety Javon Buller, number
50. Who's your number two safety?
That's my
number two safety.
Number 50 on the big board, taking nice. It 58 by the Green
Bay. You know what I just realized? Well, my draft crush the other year was Christian Watson. Colin was here. My draft crush is Buller. I'm gonna super chat that little man $10.
Right? That was Colin's number two safety right there, Javon Buller. Wow.
Best available.
If there was a pick to make me feel good about not getting Rakestraw, that would be one of them right there.
That is so Tim awesome. And them glasses. Yeah. Tim, crack you a daddy soda, bro. You've earned
it. I got to get one. I'm going to step away.
Yeah,
grab
please.
Me a daddy soda.
I'm almost done with one.
We went defense. I'm happy.
Hey, Jacob.
Yeah.
Live reaction, Jacob.
Javon Bullard, sir.
So I guess now we have some important questions we need to answer. Are do we still think the third round curse is a thing, or did Tucker break it?
Yo, I'm happy.
Tucker broke it. It's broke.
I mean, technically, we're still in the second, aren't we?
Yeah. No, but Jacob, on a serious note, how excited are you right now?
I'm excited.
Are you gonna buy Javon Buller one of them Vice City GTA shirts and send it to him?
if we have time, Ryan, if you can find that highlight reel I sent you, even if we can just throw like 30 seconds to a minute of it, this guy, and I know you're not supposed to look at highlight reels, but when I watched it, I was like, yo, this dude is just he plays with his hair on fire and he doesn't care. Like, can he lighten people up? I mean, the point where and then right here too, he can play nickel. He played a lot. He was one of those guys that he played deep, played in the box, he played nickel. He's not afraid to come up and play the run. He's prototypical size for what we want. I think that, like I said, if he can sit there next to McKinney and really learn the finer tune parts of this game, we got ourselves. Oh, man, that just right there made me so happy. I still feel like we do need a corner. I'd like Elijah Jones or maybe like a Cam Hart, something like that. But I got to pee real bad, so I'm going to leave. But
after that,
I'm going to be really excited.
But no, that was it. Ryan, you were reading about that, right? He was super intelligent. They loved it. They loved his smarts. Dude's 5'10", 198 with a 4.47 40 and a 1.51 spool at 10 yard.
Man, look at those grades. He's never had a bad year.
Right.
Got better every year. 70.4, 80.4, 82.8. Here's what's cool. One of the screen grabs that we had. No, we didn't have it. Say we deleted it. I was going to say we had a screen grab where we drafted him before, but. Several times on mocks. It says Bullard is a versatile secondary player with a fearless mentality. Though he isn't an elite athlete, his competitiveness, quickness, and tackling ability project him to be in a starting role as a nickel defender. If you go to his snap count, he played 362 snaps as a deep safety, 144 in the slot, 80 in the box. The year before, in 2022, he played 510 snaps as a slot corner, basically.
Wow. Can I also say one thing, guys? We're about to crack 1,900.
Oh, right. Ryan.
1,900.
I just shared it with, like, everybody I could find. Went on the Facebook groups and everything. So, all right, I'm going to go do the bathroom break and grab the hot sauce in preparation.
Got to make some room.
What happened?
Wait, what?
Something happened?
Fired up over the hot sauce.
I thought a pick came in or something else.
Let me go.
That's pretty wild that the guy basically played two completely different positions and was over an 80 in both of them.
Yep. That's it.
And he's 21.6 years old. That's awesome.
Yes.
With the 59th pick, Texans select tackle Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame.
Okay. Colin just made some more money. I don't think he's on right now, but that's
nice.
The dude's up to like 25, 30 bucks. Not bad.
Colin, get in there, man. Keep doing it.
All right. I just retweeted it. Everybody hold on tight. Watch the number. Make sure it cracks 2,000. Somebody take a picture of it. Ryan's gone here.
Yeah.
All right.
This is great. I love this draft.
It's so funny because I remember all the times we did the mock drafts. Jacob's in there. I hate this draft, man. This right. thing, I just hate it.
Where can you see like the aggregate viewers?
It's not on the guest version.
Yeah. We've got 887 on my Twitter, 648 on Ryan's, 183 on Ryan's YouTube, 205 on ours.
That's just a party.
And just hit 1921.
There's some on Rumble. There are everybody in here, go to Twitter and retweet it out or share the YouTube link. Let's get it over 2,000 so Ryan has to crap his brains out the next 48 hours.
Ooh, that'll be tough for rounds 4 through 7.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, put a diaper on that. The president can do it, you can too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Clayton, you're the man.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, man.
That's some true international pressure right there.
Oh, God, that was perfect.
Oh, boy.
Practice that so much.
William, that's no teleprompter, Tim. That's no teleprompter.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my God, look at that. Somebody get that screen grab. Holy cow. Oh, please don't disappear. What do y'all see this?
Ooh, got it. That was close.
It was really close. I'm going to share it in the Twitter group. Yeah, that looks sick. All right, cool. So we got Buffalo on the clock. Do we know who Houston took? Anybody have any
Blake
idea?
Blake Fisher. Tackle Notre Dame.
That's a smart pick for them.
Javon Bullock's RAS was at 8.25. Not bad. Everything was speed. Looked like the only – he was red and, you know, height, weight, vert.
You were right, Gerald. You were right, man. You called it. Oh, I'm so happy right now. Mike's throwing down some money tonight. He says, Good is coming up. No way he waits 30 picks. I think that's a really good point there, Mike. I think that's exactly why he did a little bit of that chess board moving around so that he didn't have to sit around if he didn't want to.
Yeah, no doubt.
Trice on the board. That's intriguing there.
1962. Let's go, guys. Get it to 2,000. If you're in here, hang out with us just a little bit longer. Let's get this thing over 2 grand.
1969. 1970. Oh, boy. This is going to be great.
This is going to get out of hand really quickly.
That's right.
I could see this being a problem. I could see this being a real problem.
Blake Fisher was 67 on the big board. He goes 59 to
Houston. Oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
We ready for the screen grab.
Get the screen grab.
Well, get ready.
I got it. I'll get ready.
Jacob, the Bills, I pick 60, have selected safety Cole Bishop out of Utah.
That's fine. I don't care.
He's so happy right now. I love it.
We're there. Come on. Let's go, guys.
I got Bullard. I don't.
Stay in here, fellas. There it is, 2,000.
We broke it. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Look at that, dude. This night is amazing.
This night is so good.
Colin, you got to tell your dad that we broke 2,000.
Yeah, tell him we broke 2,000.
Hey, no problem.
See, Dad, quit stalling.
Also, you made another $5 there, my buddy.